This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. The case against a Chaffee County man accused of murdering his wife was dismissed by a judge today. Barry Morphew could face charges again, though, as the initial case was dismissed without prejudice. Morphew is accused of murdering his wife, Suzanne, who disappeared in May of 2020. She's not been found. In the motion to dismiss the case, prosecutors say they believe they are close to finding Suzanne's body, but can't search the area due to weather and snow. A bill aimed at preventing insider threats to election security has cleared a state House committee. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The measure would require 24/7 video surveillance of election equipment and restrict who has access to that equipment. It would also make it a felony to make copies of voting machine hard drives and passwords. The bill would require more training for election workers and county clerks. It's backed by the Bipartisan County Clerks Association, and it's in response to last year's election security breach in Mesa County. On Monday, Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, who is facing a number of criminal charges for her role in the breach, testified against the bill. Peters and other opponents say it gives too much power to the Secretary of State's office. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets lost Game 2 of their first-round playoff series last night. The Nuggets took an early lead against the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco, but went down before halftime and never recovered. League MVP Nikola Jokic was ejected from the game in the fourth quarter after receiving a second technical foul for arguing with referees. The Nuggets returned to Denver for Game 3 against the Warriors on Thursday. Right now in Denver, it's 74 degrees and partly cloudy. In Colorado Springs, it's 73 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.